咁咧，今日輪到我分享啦。
So once again, it's Olive's turn to share.
我一直咧講開一個題目係關於父母教養孩子嘅。
So I've been talking on the theme about how parents should bring up children.
今日咧，我又揀咗一個另一個好切身嘅題目。
So once again, I've chosen a topic that is a very practical lesson.
今日我哋要學嘅咧就係我哋去教我哋嘅細路哥理財啊。
So today we want to learn about how to teach our children to manage money.
嗱，理財。
How to manage money?
咁啊，講到錢咧，我哋每個人都係好切身嘅，係咪
？So money is something that we all can relate to.
係我哋每個人都會用嘅。
Each one of us needs to use money.
亦都係我哋每一個人都需要嘅。
And it's something that we all need.
咁理財係咩嚟嘅咧
？So what does it mean to manage money?
有啲專家話咧，如果一個細路哥自細懂得理財嘅觀念咧，係會令到佢以後嘅人生咧成功嘅機會會多啲。
So some experts say that if a child learns to manage money from a very early age, it will benefit them later on in life.
會令到佢哋以後嘅人生咧幸福啲。
It will cause them in later life to be more successful.
咁我都相信嘅。
And I believe that.
唔知大家你作為父母咧，或者大人啦。你細個嘅時候，父母有冇教你理財咧
？I wonder, if you as parents and adults, whether your parents taught you how to manage money when you were young.
我都冇啊。
My parents didn't.
我諗好多好多你哋咧，你嘅父母都冇點樣用口去教你哋。
I think your parents also, many of them, would not have also verbally taught you how to manage money.
好多時咧，都係自己去摸索下。蒙蒙查查咁就長大咗啦咁。
Oftentimes it's we ourselves, we just experience it for ourselves, how to use money, and then that's how we learn.
咁理財其實係啲咩嚟嘅咧
？So what does it mean to manage money？
我諗大家或多或少咧，你都有少少錢嘅。
So I'm sure that all of you have some money, more or less.
咁咪大大概概咧都知道理財係包括。賺錢啦、
So you would know that managing money has to do with earning money.
使錢啦、
Spending money.
即啲錢使去邊啊？點樣分配啊
？Like where to spend money, how to use it.
咁如果有錢剩嘅話咧，就儲錢啦。
And if you still have some money left over, then you save money.
咁亦都包括咧，要做財政嘅預算喎、
And you also have to do the work of a treasurer, budgeting.
譬如咧，如果你揸車嘅話
，For example, if you drive，
你每年年一年尾啊都要俾車驗疏啦。
So at the end of the year, you have to pay insurance for the car。
咁你就要計啊，我每月要擺開幾多錢，等到我年尾咧，我就有錢去買驗疏啦。
So you have to think about every month, you have to put away some money so that you'll have money to pay for the insurance at the end of the year。
咁呢啲叫做預算啊。
So this is budgeting。
又或者咧，你想買任何一件貴重啲嘅嘢咧，咁你又要儲錢啊。
Or if you want to buy something that's a bit more expensive, then you have to save up money.
咁所以理財係包括計劃啊、打算啊。
So managing money has to do with planning.
咁如果細佬哥你有零用錢嘅話，你又會點樣用咧
？So if you as children, maybe you get pocket money.
咁啲錢點樣用？你有冇準則嘅呢
So do you think about how to use that money?
你有冇準則 guideline?
Do you have any guidelines for how to use that money?
或者你有冇計劃嘅呢
Do you have any plans?
你會唔會係一種細路哥就係、你寧願咧每日去用一磅錢行過嗰啲自動嘅販賣機咧就？撳一包薯片出嚟咧。
Or are you the kind of child who, when you pass a vending machine, you'll put say a pound in it to get a bag of crisps？
還是咧，你會將呢一磅儲起嚟買一本書咧
？Or would you save that pound to, for say, buy a book？
或者係買一啲譬如買一輛單車嚟到代步咧？
買兩單車，
買一架單車嚟代步咧
？Or would you save it to pay for a bicycle？
啊，以至到咧，你可以踩單車翻工啊、翻學啊，咁咧你或者去做其他活動，你就唔使俾交通費啦嘛。
So that you can use your bicycle to travel to school or whatever, to save bus fare。
還是你會將嗰每日使嘅嗰一磅咧儲起嚟買生日禮物俾你父母啊
？Or would you save that pound every day to buy a gift for your parents on their birthdays？
又或者你愛嚟捐俾有需要嘅人
？Or perhaps you use it to give to those in need？
你會點樣用呢
？How would you use your money？
嗱，意思話學理財咧就係要。動腦筋啊
！So when we learn how to manage money, we need to think.
就唔可以懶惰。
We can't be lazy.
要有計劃。
We need to plan.
又要有分辨嘅能力。
We need to discern.
啊，我係想有錢就使啦咁樣啊，滿足一時嘅一時嘅滿足啊，還是你想計劃下有啲長線嘅投資？
When we have money, do we just want to spend it for whatever we like straight away, or would we plan ahead and
imagine? 有一啲長線嘅投資。
To invest it in something more long term.
如果唔計劃咧，有可能一年年底嘅時候，可能你發覺，哎呀，我冇錢買車燃鎖添。
If you don't plan in this way and budget, then at the end of the year, you may find that you don't have enough money to pay for the car insurance.
咁咧即係呢個理財。是非常的差了
So in that case, this would be very bad money management.
學理財，大人細路都要學的
So managing money is something that we all have to learn, adults and children.
如果你想你的兒女明智理財的話，那你就要讓他們看到你是明智理財
So if you want your children to learn how to manage money, then you have to learn to manage money.
還要明智理財 smartly，
and you have to manage money smartly。
為咗學理財唔會學錯呢
？So for the sake of avoiding managing our money badly，
首先我哋要將錢財好正確嘅定位。
We need to place money in the right place in our lives。
我哋要對錢有一個正確嘅觀念。
We have to have a right concept with regard to money。
如果冇嘅話咧，就會出現好多問題噶啦。
If we don't get this right, then we'll have all kinds of problems。
你嘅人生咧會變成一團糟嘅。
Our whole lives will be chaotic。
嗱，如果冇一個正確嘅錢觀，會發生咩問題咧
？So what would happen if we have a wrong concept of money？
首先咧，可能喺你嘅家庭裏邊咧，兩夫妻會因為錢而有爭執嘅。
It could be that in the family, a husband and a wife may argue over how to spend money。
一個話咁樣用，另一個話要咁樣用。
So one person says use it like this, and the other person says use it in another way。
一個話你用得太多啦，另一個話你太孤寒啦咁。
So one person says you're spending too much, and the other person says you're too mean。
咁啊，會產生摩擦。
And so then there would be friction。
第二咧，如果你嘅兒女唔知道錢係要勞力得來嘅話咧，佢就唔會珍惜啦。
On the other hand, if your children don't know how money came about, then they won't know how to appreciate money。
咁咧會變得浪費同埋懶惰啦。
Then they would waste money. They would become lazy。
咁第三咧。如果我哋冇一個正確嘅錢觀嘅話咧，過分重視錢嘅話
，And thirdly, we have a wrong concept of money. If we, consider money too highly, too importantly,
就咧仲要到咧俾錢迷住。
It means that we are like mesmerized by money.
成為咗錢嘅奴隸。
We become a slave to money.
咁就即係除咗錢之外咧，就咩都見唔到啦。
It's like we can't see anything except the money。
咁啊，可能你會疏忽咗你嘅老婆仔女。
And in that way, a husband might neglect his wife and children.
咁你哋之間嘅關係咧就會越嚟越生疏啦。
And then your relationship with the family will be more and more distant.
你嘅兒女咧只係識得伸手問你攞錢嘅啫。
Your children may only know how to ask you for money.
就同你咧就冇其他嘅接觸噶啦。
And besides asking you for money, they don't come to you for anything else.
如果你過分睇重錢嘅話咧，你同人同朋友咧都會好斤斤計較。
And if you hold money too highly, in your life, then you may squabble with your friends.
咁樣咧，你好難會有真正嘅朋友。
You would be very difficult to find true friends.
你甚至咧好容易咧會因為錢啊，就有一啲厲害嘅衝突。
You could because of money do something impulsive and wrong.
有啲人咧因為錢呢啲利益嘅問題咧，即係家人朋友都可以反面嘅。
Some people, for the sake of gaining money, can become enemies with their friends and family.
所以要有對錢有一個正確嘅觀念咧，係我哋學理財一個好重要嘅基礎。
So to have a right concept of money has to do with managing money, is a very important aspect of managing money.
咁我哋就要問啦，咁一個正確嘅錢觀係乜嘢呢？
So then we have to ask, what is the right concept of money?
錢同我哋係咩關係呢？
What has money got to do with us?
請我哋翻開路加福音十二章。
We turn to Luke chapter 12.
Luke 12, 15至到21節。
Verse 15 to 21.
15至21節。
Luke 12, verse 15 to 21.
这里呢，耶稣讲了一个比喻。
So here Jesus tells a parable.
十二章十五至廿一节。
So verse 15 to 21。
如果揾到咧，我会用中文读。咁诶，睇英文嘅咧，就你自己睇啦。
So Olive will read in Chinese. So for those of you who have English Bibles, you can just read it for yourself. But Luke 12:15 to 21。
耶稣就同众人讲：你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心。因為人的生命不在乎家道豐富，就用比喻對他們說：有一個財主，田產豐盛，自己心裡思想說：我的財產沒有地方收藏，怎麼辦呢？又說：我要這樣辦，要把我的倉房拆了，另蓋更大的，在那裡好收藏我一切的糧食和財物。然後要對我的靈魂說：靈魂啊，你有許多財物積存，可作多年的費用，只管安安日日的吃喝快樂吧。神卻對他說：無知的人啊，今夜必要你的靈魂，你所預備的要歸誰呢？凡為自己積財，在神面前卻不富足，也是這樣。嗱，呢個比喻講咗一個人，一個有錢人。
So this parable is about a rich man.
佢有好多財產。
He has a lot of possessions.
佢話：我哋咁多財產點辦呢？
And he said to himself, I have so many possessions. What shall I do?
我而家個倉房唔夠大。要拆咗佢，起一個更大嘅。
My storeroom is not big enough. I need to tear them down and build bigger ones.
咁就可以裝曬我嘅糧食啊、財物，係足夠我多年之用啦。
And then I'll be able to store all my grain and goods.
嗱，你話呢一個人識唔識理財咧
？So would you say that this person is somebody who knows how to manage money?
你覺得咧
？What do you think?
唔知道啊 ，you shake your head， 佢唔識理財啊？點解啊 ？He spend the money， No, he saved. He saved too much. He saved too much. 儲蓄得太多了，儲蓄得太多，所以咪要理財咯。理財嘅意思就係管理，管理啊嘛，係嘛？
So isn't managing money to do with storing up your money?
咁啊，管理咧就同你嘅積蓄多少咧都唔係有直接嘅關係，無論多或者少都要去管理。
Whether you well, how much money you store isn't directly related to how you manage money.
無論你嘅積蓄有多或者少，你都要學去管理噶啦。
Whether you have a lot stored away or a little stored away, you still have to manage what you have.
咁睇嚟個問題咧，唔係話佢積蓄得太多。
So it seems like the problem he has is not that he's stored too much.
嗱，其實呢個人咧，都人嚟睇咧，都幾識理財嘅。
Actually, from a human's perspective, he does know how to manage his money.
首先佢好勤力啊。
So first of all, he's very hardworking.
佢親手作工啊。
He works for himself.
佢冇懶惰喎。
He wasn't lazy.
所以佢咁有錢咯。
That's why he has so many possessions.
咁另外咧，佢又用腦諗嘢噶噃。
And he's very smart. He's thinking.
佢計劃噶。
He's planning.
我有咁多，我擺喺邊度好啊？
So I've got so much goods. What shall I do with it?
所以我要起一個更大嘅倉房咯。
So I need to build bigger barns.
咁咧，即係話咧，呢個人有用腦噶。
So he is using his head.
咁啊，佢又識得儲蓄喎。
And he knows how to store.
佢唔係話有咧，我就使曬佢咯。
He's not just throwing all his money away.
佢儲蓄，睇嚟咧唔係一個浪費嘅人啦。
So he's saving up his goods. He's not somebody who wastes his goods.
所以佢又識賺錢，又識儲錢。
So he knows how to earn money and how to save money.
呢個直情係好孩子啦，係嘛
？So this is a very good child, isn't it?
咁佢有咩問題啊
？So what's his problem?
如果你個仔係識得咁啊，你都要謝天謝地啦，係嘛
？If this was your son, you would be very thankful, wouldn't you?
咁啊，請問你哋有邊一個唔係咁樣做嘅啫
？So who among you would not do the same as this person?
賺錢、使錢、儲錢啊嘛
？He's earned money, he's saved money, and what was the 賺錢、
使錢
？He's earned money, spent money, and saved money.
咁咪三樣嘢都做齊啦。
So he's done all three things.
咁但係神竟然同佢講無知嘅人啊。
But God says to him, "You fool."
喺第十九節係嘛？
二十節。
啊，二十節。神話你依個無知嘅人啊。
God says to him, "You fool."
你要今夜必要你的靈魂。
This very night, your soul is required of you.
即係話今夜今晚你要死啦。
That means tonight you will die.
你所預備嘅要歸誰呢
？So who are you going to give all you've prepared to?
咁呢個人究竟有啲咩問題啊
？So what was the problem with this person?
睇嚟神並唔係十分欣賞佢呢種。咁懂得理財嘅觀念喎。
It seems that God is not very impressed with his management of money.
嗱，問題咧通常都唔係表面睇得到嘅。
So oftentimes the problem is not so obvious to see.
係喺人嘅心裏嘅。
It's in the heart.
嗱，喺第十九節。
We look at verse 19.
我哋再讀多一次。
Read it once again.
然後要對我的靈魂說：靈魂啊，你有許多財物積蓄，可作多年的費用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快樂吧。嗱，佢好安逸。
So he's very at ease.
佢以為咧自己好明智啦。
He thought he was very wise.
佢為著自己嘅人生咧安排得天衣無縫啦。
So he's prepared for his life very well.
佢就即係好似嗰種態度咧，就係我嘅人生喺我嘅手裏邊。
He's thinking my life is in my hands。
佢好自信。
He's very self-confident。
佢又好有把握。
He's very capable。
從今以後，我可以盡情吃喝快樂啦。
So from now on, I can just take my ease, eat, drink, and be merry。
環遊世界啊！
He can enjoy the world。
別人嘅困難同我無關。
Other people's problems have nothing to do with me.
世界發生咩事我亦都唔會理。
And I don't need to care about what's happening in
the world. 呢個創造主我亦都唔使理。
And I also don't have to think about this creator.
我只係為自己，為我自己嘅家庭打算就得啦。
I just prepare for myself and for my family.
雖然咧佢好有錢。
Even though he has a lot of money.
但係神話你喺我嘅面前，你係一個窮光蛋。
But God says, even though you have a lot of money, to my eyes you are poor.
我哋睇下廿一節。
So we look at verse 21.
凡為自己積財，在神面前卻不富足。
So is the man who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
佢喺今生好努力賺錢、使錢、儲錢。
So in this life he was very diligent. He earned money, spent money, saved money.
但係喺佢心目中佢冇神。
But in his heart there is no God.
佢即係為咗佢今生好努力、好努力。
He was just working very hard for this life.
而今生嘅嘢咧？就係今生呢幾十年咁短暫嘅啫。
But the things of this life are only for these few decades.
到嗰晚佢要死啦。
And that night he'll have to die.
佢乜嘢都帶唔走。
He can't take anything with him.
佢去到神嘅面前，佢係一個窮光蛋。
When he goes before God, he is poor.
因為佢嘅一生，佢只係顧咗自己。
Because in his life, he only cared about himself.
佢係只係為咗一啲好短暫嘅嘢而勞力。
He only worked hard for temporary things.
佢冇認呢一位創造主係佢嘅主宰。
He never acknowledged that this creator is his lord.
佢今生都冇做任何嘢，去為到神去做任何嘢，去為到天上嘅事去勞力。
He hasn't done anything in this life for the Lord or for the things above for heaven.
他以為自己就是人生的主宰。
He thought he was the lord of his own life.
自己話事。
He had the say in his life.
這個就是他的問題。
This was his problem.
神要告訴他，今晚你就要死了。
And God said to him, this night your soul is required of you.
你並不是你人生的主宰。
You are not lord of your own life.
请大家翻去雅各书第四章。
Can you turn to James 4?
雅各书系新约圣经嘅后边噶啦，都好厚嘅。
Towards the end of your New Testament, James 4.
雅各书四章。
James 4.
13-16节。
13-16.
雅各書四章十三至十六節。
James 4:13-16。
聖經咁樣讀：你們有話說，今天明天我們要往某城裏去，在那裏住一年，作買賣得利。其實明天如何，你們還不知道。你們的生命是什麼呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以作这事或作那事。现今你们竟以仗狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。那人的问题是他不认这位创造主是自己的主宰。
So this rich man, he did not acknowledge God as his Lord.
这个就是人普遍的问题了。
This is a very common problem with man.
人去夸自己的计划。
Man boasts about his own plans.
夸自己的才干。
He boasts about his possessions.
才干是talent.
Talent. Oh, talent. Okay. He boasting about his talents.
去夸自己嘅成绩。
He's boasting about his achievements.
但系佢冇意识到咧，喺自己嘅头上有一个创造主。
But he never thought that there is a lord of his life.
呢一口氣都係呢個創造主嘅口賜嚟嘅。
He never thought that this breath that he has belongs to his creator.
佢先就係主宰。
He is the one who is lord of his life.
喺第十五節呢度講。
If we look at verse 15,
你們當只當說，主若願意，我就可以活著，也可以作這事作那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or that.
我哋要計劃。
We need to plan.
要打算。
We need to make plans.
我哋更加應該去認清自己嘅身份。
And we need to understand who we are.
我哋要好謙卑咁樣去計劃人生。
We need to very humbly plan our lives.
喺我哋嘅計劃嘅時候，我哋時時都要知道。其實唔係掌握喺我哋嘅手裏。
As we plan for our lives, we also need to realize that our life is not in our own hands.
我哋又翻去另一處經文。
Look at another passage.
馬太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
馬太福音第六章。
Matthew 6,
19至21節。
Verse 19 to 21.
馬太福音就是聖經的後半卷的。文文可不可以幫幫啊 ,Victor? 馬太福音第六章19至21節。
Verse 19 to 21.
咁我用中文讀出。不要為自己積攢財寶在地上，地上有蟲子咬，能嗅壞；也有賊掘窟窿來偷。只要積攢財寶在天上，天上沒有蟲子咬，不能嗅壞；也沒有賊掘窟窿來偷。因為你的財寶在哪裏，你的心也在哪裏。呢度聖經就話俾我哋聽，點解唔好喺地上積財寶
？So this passage tells us why we shouldn't lay up our treasures on earth。
即係話咧，唔好淨係為咗今生而勞力啊。
In other words, don't just work hard for the things of this life。
因為地上有蟲子咬，能嗅壞。
Because on earth there is moth and rust that can destroy.
仲有賊嚟偷。
And there are thieves who can steal things.
意思咧，即係話你今生所勞碌得嚟嘅財產咧，係短暫嘅。
What it's saying is that the things that you work hard for in this life are only temporary.
咁相反咧，要積足財寶喺天上。
So in contrast, what you need to do is to lay up for yourselves things in heaven.
因為天上沒有蟲子，沒有獸，不會生獸。
Because in heaven there are no moths and it will not rust.
意思即係話咧，積蓄財寶喺天上係永恆嘅。
The meaning is that what you lay up for yourself in heaven is forever, is eternal.
嗱，積蓄財寶喺天上係咩意思
？So what does it mean to lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven?
意思咧就唔係話天堂咧有錢等住你去使。
It doesn't mean that in heaven you have money.That you can spend.
如果我哋都係咁諗咧，即係我哋仍然都係貪錢啫。
If we think like that, then we're still greedy for money.
咁如果睇落去廿一節咧，我哋就知道啦。
If we look at verse 21, we'll find the answer.
因為你嘅財寶在哪裏，你嘅心也在哪裏。
Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
呢度咧講緊你嘅心喺邊一度。
So here's talking about where your heart is.
你嘅關心嘅係啲咩嘢呢
？What you're concerned about.
你嘅注意力係喺邊一度嘅呢
？What are you focused on?
你嘅注意力要從地上嘅事轉移到去天上嘅事。
You need to turn your focus from the things of this earth to the things of heaven.
即係話從今生好短暫嘅嘢，要去追求一啲天上永恆嘅嘢。
So from pursuing the temporary things on earth.You pursue the things that are eternal in heaven.
即係話咧，你嘅人生觀啊，你嘅價值觀要有一個轉變。
That means our sense of values need to be changed.
你裏邊嘅內心都要變成另一種人。
Our inner hearts, we need to be changed into a different person.
再唔係咧，要去賺啊、儲啊、要啊。
It's not that we're always trying to get something or gain something and save something for ourselves.
而去變得咧，要去俾。
But instead, we give.
當你俾嘅時候，呢啲嘢神紀念就係永恆。
When we give, God will remember it, and these are the things that are eternal.
呢度嘅重點係要我哋將我哋要關心嘅嘢轉移到去天上。
So the point of this is that the things that we are concerned about need to be changed into the things that are eternal and above.
讓神掌管我哋嘅人生。
And allow God to be the one who governs our lives.
去改變我哋嘅人生。
To change our lives.
改變我哋嘅內心。
To change our hearts.
改變我哋嘅價值觀。
To change our sense of values.
我哋賺錢儲錢個目的唔係單單去為自己嘅享樂啦。
So the purpose of earning money, spending money is not just for our own enjoyment.
你嘅心已經放咗喺神同埋神嘅事上。
Our hearts are to be with God, where He is.
嗱，呢個就係我哋正確嘅對錢嘅一種態度。
So this is the right concept that we should have of money.
我哋要搞得清楚，神先至係人生嘅主宰。
We need to be clear that God is the one who is the Lord of our lives.
我哋認清咗呢個主宰之後
，Once we have acknowledged God as our Lord，
咁我哋人對錢同埋或者對呢個主宰嘅關係又係啲乜嘢呢？我哋認清咗呢個主宰之後
，Once we have acknowledged God as Lord，
咁我哋同神嘅關係係啲乜嘢嚟呢
？So what should our relationship to God be like？
我哋嘅作為人嘅身份係乜嘢呢
？So who are we as man？
嗱，我哋打開馬太福音25章睇一睇。
So can we turn to Matthew 25？
馬太福音25章，我哋講到理財係咪
？So we've been talking about how to manage money。
當我哋對準咗呢個神，先至係我哋嘅主宰，唔係自己。
Once we acknowledge and realize that God is Lord of our lives and not ourselves。
咁我哋喺今生啊，我哋都係真係要賺錢、使錢同埋儲錢喎。
But in this life, we still have to earn money, spend money, save money。
咁實際上，我應該點樣對待呢啲錢呢
？So practically, how should I use this money？
嗱，我點樣去睇呢啲錢呢
？How should I think of this money？
咁啊，馬太福音25章第14至到30節。
Matthew 25 verse 14 to
30。嗱，呢度講咗一個好長嘅比喻。
So this is a very long parable。
耶穌講咗一個另一個比喻。
It's another parable of Jesus.
咁我就簡短嚟講一講。
So I'll just very simply talk explain it.
呢度咧就講到話天國咧，第二十節啊，天國咧就好似一個人要去到外國去啊，十四節，對唔住嚇，十四節，天國好比一個人要往外國去，就叫咗仆人嚟，將佢嘅家業交俾啲仆人啦。咁咧呢個主人咧。就大家即睇英文嘅可以繼續睇。咁呢個主人咧就叫咗三個仆人嚟。
Verse 14 says that the kingdom of God is like a man who's about to go on a journey who called his slaves to him。
咁又有三個仆人。
And there were three slaves。
咁佢每一個人都俾咗佢一個5000，一個2000，一個1000。
And to the slaves, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 2, and to another 1.
咁跟住啊，我走啦，嗱，將啲錢交俾你哋，你哋去運用啦。
So he said to them, "Okay, I'm off now. So you take care of the talents that I've given you."
咁五千嗰個又去做生意，又賺咗5000。
So one who was given 5 talents went to do some business, and he earned another 5.
2000嗰個又賺咗另外2000。
So the one that had 2 talents, he also did some business, and then he got another 2 back.
1000嗰個佢話：，我都係唔好搞啦，不如收埋喺地下，咁啊，主人翻嚟嘅時候就還翻嗰1000俾佢啦。
But the one who had the one talent said, no, I don't think I'll do anything with this. I'll just bury it in the ground. And when my master comes back, I'll give it back to him.
咁咧就穩陣啦，又唔會蝕錢。
So that way he won't lose any money, he won't take any risks.
咁主人翻嚟嘅時候咧，就同三個仆人算帳啦。
So when the master came back, he came to see what his servants had done.
咁頭嗰兩個仆人賺咗錢嘅。
So the first two slaves had made some money.
主人就讚佢哋。
And so the master praised them.
第21節。
Verse 21.
主人就話：你這又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
And the master said, "Well done, good and faithful slave."
你在不多嘅事上忠心，我要把許多事派你管理。
You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things.
可以進來享受你主人嘅快樂。
Enter into the joy of your master.
咁但係對於第三個
，But to the third one，
第26節
，Verse 26，
主人點同佢講呢？
What did the master say to him?
主人就話：啊，你依個又惡又懶嘅仆人。
But his master answered and said to him, "You wicked, lazy slave."
啊，你明知我要賺嘅啦，你咁懶惰嚇，唔去做嘢。
So you knew that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I scattered no seed.
咁你就冇依個獎賞啦。
And you haven't made any money, so you will not receive any reward.
啊，仲要有懲罰添。
And in fact, he will be punished.
啊，你唔再。做我仆人啦。
You are no longer going to be my servant.
嗱，呢一度呢個比喻咧，想講乜嘢咧
？So what is it that this parable wants to say?
頭先我哋講到我哋人生嘅主宰就係一位創造主。
So we just mentioned before that the Lord of our lives is our Creator.
佢就係我哋嘅主人。
He is our Lord.
咁如果佢係主人嘅話，咁我哋嘅身份就係一個仆人啦。
So he is our Lord and Master. That means we are his slaves.
我哋係一個管家。
We are his stewards.
我哋係代主人管理嘅。
We are representing our master as stewards.
你嘅主人俾咗一啲嘢俾你。
So your master has given you something.
或者係錢啦。
Maybe it's money.
而我哋嘅神咧，又俾咗一個生命我哋啦。
So our God has given us each one a life.
而佢俾咗我哋唔同嘅天分啦。
He's given us different talents.
又俾咗我哋家庭啦。
He's given us families.
啊，一切一切，我哋點樣去運用呢
？So all of these things, how do we use them?
我哋識唔識得去管理呢
？Do we know how to manage them?
我哋有冇好忠心嘅去做一個為神去理財嘅人呢
？Have we been very faithful, as a good money management money manager?
去管理啦。
Have we been very faithful in the way we have managed the things God has given us?
還是神俾咗我哋各樣嘅嘢，包括我哋依個生命，我哋都求求其其去活嘅呢
？Or is it that what God has given us, including this life, we have just used it in any old way?
咁咧就會好似一個又惡又懶嘅仆人咁樣啦。
In which case we would be like this wicked and lazy slave.
到咗我哋一生嘅結束嘅時候
，At the end of our lives.
我哋要站喺創造主嘅面前。
We have to stand before our Creator。
就好似一個仆人去到主人嘅面前一樣。
Just like a slave stands before his master。
我哋要將我哋一生向神交代。
We need to give account of our lives to God。
我哋有冇好好嘅待我哋嘅主人去管理佢俾我哋嘅嘢呢
？Have we used well what our Lord has given us?
去到時，這個創造主會唔會同我哋講，你真係一個又良善又忠心嘅仆人
？Would our master at the end of our life say to us, "Well done, good and faithful slave"？
還是佢會同我哋講，你依個又惡又懶嘅仆人
？Or would he say, "You wicked and lazy slave"？
嗱，我要總結一下。
I need to conclude。
一個正確嘅錢官係乜嘢呢
？What is a good money manager？
A right concept of money.
What is the right concept of money?
嗱，我就總結為三點。
So I'll conclude with three points.
第一。
Number one.
今生嘅財富唔係屬於自己嘅。
The money that we have in this life does not belong to us.
係神俾我哋代管嘅。
It's something that God has given us to be stewards of.
我哋只係一個管家。
We are just a steward.
係代神去管理。
We are representing God in the use of our money.
所以我哋唔能夠亂咁花。
So we can't just use it in any old way.
我哋要跟住呢個主人嘅心意去做人。
We need to follow the plans of our Lord.
第二呢?
Secondly,
就係要積蓄財寶在天上。
We need to lay up our treasures in heaven.
簡單嚟講,
simply said,
學理財呢,就唔係學佔有。
To manage money well is not to possess.
就唔能夠有一種態度話係我嘅。
We shouldn't have the attitude, this is mine.
我有話事權。
I get to say what I want to do with it.
唔俾人嘅。
I'm not giving it away to anyone.
相反，積蓄財寶喺天上，我哋要認清呢一個係創造主係我哋嘅主宰。
To lay up treasures in heaven means that we have to acknowledge that our Creator is our Lord.
要按住神嘅心意去管理。
We use our money according to God's will.
去為神而用錢。
To use the money for the sake of our God.
甚至去俾有需要嘅人。
And perhaps give it to those in need.
第三點。
And thirdly,
喺今生，我哋過一個簡朴嘅生活。
In this life, we live a simple life, a simple and
夠用就得啦。
To have enough is enough.
請大家翻開提摩太前書。或者省時間，我哋唔揭啦，我讀出嚟喺提摩太前書六章嘅八節。
First Timothy 6:8.
嗰度話咧，只要有衣有食，就當知足。
First Timothy 6:8. But godliness actually is a means of great gain. Oh, sorry, 6:8. And if we have food and covering, with these we shall be content.
即係話咧，過一個簡朴嘅生活。
It means we live a simple life.
有基本嘅需要，有基本嘅需要就知足啦。
If we have if our basic needs are met, then we should be satisfied.
咁即係話咧，背後嘅心態就係、是、學理財就唔係學貪財。
So simply said, in order to manage money well, it means do not be greedy for money.
當我哋學理財嘅過程唔好變得貪財。
So as we learn to manage money, do not become greedy for money.
就以為咧錢咧係重要過一切。
Don't think that money is the most important thing of all.
嗱，如果我哋有呢啲正確嘅錢財嘅觀念咧，你嘅生活、你嘅家庭就唔會咁多問題。
So if we have a right concept of money, there won't be so many problems in our family.
咁餘下仲有十五分鐘。我用少少時間嚟講下，我哋有咗呢個正確嘅觀念之後，我又點樣教細佬哥理財呢？
So in the last 15 minutes, maybe I'll share with you how we can, once we have this right concept of money, how can we teach our children how to manage money?
我講咗咁耐咧，大家都應該知啦。
So I've been talking for so long, I'm sure all of you know by now.
我哋想講嘅都唔係錢啊。
What I really want to talk about is not money.
而是一種的價值觀來的。
But rather a sense of values.
是一種思想的改變。
To be renewed in our thinking.
教兒女理財。怎麼教呢?
How to teach our children to manage money.
其實呢,三歲就已經可以開始教的了。
Actually, you can start teaching a child how to manage money at the age of three.
咁佢當然唔識賺錢啦。
Of course, they won't know how to earn money at that age.
但我哋可以向兒女介紹一下一個錢財嘅觀念啊。
But we can start to teach our children
依個概念啊，有錢呢樣嘢。
The concept of money.
譬如咧，我哋可以擺啲銀紙啊、錢幣出嚟，就俾佢哋睇啦。嗱，呢啲叫做錢。
So, for example, we can place some money in front of them and tell them that this is money.
今日同佢哋講下，哦，錢幾時要用噶
？And then say to them, okay, when do we use money?
哦，可能係買雪糕啦。
Maybe when we buy ice cream.
買衫啦。
Clothes.
入車油啦。
Petrol.
或者上巴士買飛啦。
Bus fares.
或者買買食物啦。
Or food.
咁就俾佢哋知道哦，錢有錢呢樣嘢，並且咧咩事情上要用錢。
So that they will learn to know what money is and at when at what times they use money.
如果你的兒女大少少，或者去到小學，佢識得講多啲嘢，諗多啲嘢啦。
So when your child has gone to primary school, they can think a bit more.
咁你又要教佢哋咧，乜嘢係叫做必需品，乜嘢咧係可有可無嘅。
So you need to teach them what are the things that are things that they need, and what are the things that are optional.
咁譬如你去到超市啦。
For example, if you go to the supermarket,
你一定會帶小朋友去買嘢啊，係咪？
And of course, usually mothers will take their children to the supermarket.
咁你又花啲嘅心思同佢哋一路行咧，就一路講啦。
You might have to make an effort then to teach them as you're walking through the supermarket.
啊，呢樣嘢係咪必需品呢？
And ask them, now is this something essential?
點解係？點解唔係？
Why it is and why it isn't?
如果你個細蚊仔大少少嘅話呢？
If your child is a little bit older,
你就要更加要進一步俾佢哋明白，原來用錢啊係要經過思考嘅。
You may have to teach them that in order to spend money, they have to think about it.
要考慮嘅。
They need to consider.
要選擇嘅。
They need to choose.
嚇，咁呢個過程你可以同你嘅細佬哥商量嘅喎。
So you can discuss this with your child.
譬如你拎起一件嘢。
For example, you pick something up.
啊！你話我哋需唔需要呢樣嘢啦
？And you ask them, you ask your child, do we need this?
即係要學乜嘢係必需品，乜嘢唔係啦。
Teaching them what is essential and what isn't.
係咪真係要買啊
？Do we really need to buy this?
啊，還是我哋可以問阿輝借咧咁
？Or maybe we can ask a Fei to borrow it instead.
啊，又或者啊，呢件物件咧係必需品啦。
Yeah, ask to borrow it from a Fei. Sorry. Yeah, or maybe we can say, this thing is something essential.
係啦，啊，一決啊，呢件係必需品啦。
We say this is something that we really need.
咁我哋要諗下喺邊度買會平啲咧。
So then we have to think about where can we go to buy it cheaper.
啊，咁要經過思考嘅噃。
So have to think about it.
咁又或者教你個細路哥啊，點解？我哋買蘋果唔買汽水啊
！So you may have to teach your child why we are buying apples but not Coke.
咁佢哋要去明白點解
？So they have to understand why. Why not?
但你忽然間有一日，啊，你又買支汽水喎、啊、
！But then suddenly one day you may buy a bottle of Coke.
啊，又點解咧
？So then why?
哦，原來今日係一個特別嘅日子。
Oh, it's because today is a special day.
係慶祝生日啦！
We're celebrating somebody's birthday.
咁我哋又破例一次啦。
Yeah, so that we can break our budget a little bit.
你亦都可以教你嘅細路哥俾你細路哥睇，我買親嘢啊，我都要利用優惠券噶。
Or maybe you can teach your child when we buy things, we need to use these vouchers.
啊，咁樣咧，我哋可以節省咗啲錢。
So that way we can save some money.
咁啊，你咁樣做嘅時候咧，你嘅細路哥自細就會學識理財。
So if you do this, from young, your child will learn how to manage money.
原來使錢係要經過好多嘅思考。
That in fact, in order to spend money, you have to think a lot.
嗱，第三，大家要俾細路哥知道嘅。
So a third thing that we can teach our children.
係自細你都可以教㗎啦。
From you can teach them from very young.
三歲都識㗎啦。
Even from the age of three, they already can understand.
就係想有錢。要做工噶。
So in order to have money, we have to work.
嗱，每日咧都好多人上班。
A lot of people every day. A lot of people go to work.
咧個個咧啊，我哋而家去麥當勞啊，嗱啲麥當勞哥哥姐姐咪喺度工作緊咯。
So for example, you go to McDonald's and you teach them. You see the girls and the boys behind the counter. They're working.
咁你亦都可以向你嘅兒女介紹下你自己嘅工作。
And you can also introduce your child to your own work.
啊！你做自己做啲咩噶
？What do you do？
辛唔辛苦噶
？Is it very hard work？
啊！每日翻嚟係有冇腰酸背痛噶
？Do you come back aching all over？
啊！有冇危險噶
？Is there any danger involved？
會遇到咩事情噶
？What kind of things will you encounter？
你同你嘅細路哥講。
So you can explain these to your child。
所以要做工先至会有钱。
So only when we work will we have money.
嗱，但系嗰啲咧，报涉啊，用欺骗嘅手法嚟到攞钱嗰啲咧，就唔对啦。
Now those people who rob people, who break into houses, who deceive people, those are the wrong ways of making money.
想要钱系要亲手做工嘅。
If we want money, we have to work.
咁但系又有另外一种工咧，叫做义工。
There's another kind of work that's called voluntary work.
啊，呢啲咧就系啲免费服务一啲弱势社群啦。
So these are work that you use to serve other people for free.
咁我哋要咁样去教育细蚊仔。
So this is how we can teach our children.
第四样嘢我哋可以同细路仔讲嘅。
And there's a fourth thing that we can mention to our children.
就系要话俾佢听。
To tell them.
钱唔系万能嘅。
That money does not solve everything.
有啲嘢系钱买唔到嘅。
There are some things that money can't buy.
你可以同你嘅细路哥讨论一下，有啲乜嘢系钱买唔到呢？
You can discuss with your child what are the things that money can't buy.
吓，有啲咩嘢你系好珍惜，但系唔使花钱嘅？
What are the things that you appreciate and enjoy, but you don't need to spend money?
第五。
Number five.
你要俾你嘅孩子知道家庭嘅開支。
You need to let your child know what are the expenses of the family.
爸爸媽媽出外賺錢，賺到嘅錢係點分配嘅呢
？So the money that mum and dad brings home, how is that money spent?
喺個佢知道咗家庭嘅開支嘅之後呢，佢又要學唔好透支。
So when he learns how the expenses of the household, the family household.
唔會透支 overdraft。
So then he will learn how not to overdraft.
譬如咧，你可以畫一個圓圈。
For example, you can draw a circle, a pie chart.
嚇，咁咧就好似個蛋糕咁啦，切一塊一塊咁樣。
So you can use a pie chart as an illustration for him.
啊，幾多份咧係我哋交租
？So how much is you? How much of the income is used to pay the rent?
幾多我嚟交咗雜費？
How much is used to buy miscellaneous things?
幾多係我嚟交咗學費
？Học phí, sir. How much is used to pay for school fees?
啊，譬如你遊學游水啊，學彈琴啊。
For example, swimming, learning the piano.
幾多係我嚟做咗交通費
？How much is used for traveling?
啊，幾多又係食用啊咁樣
？And how much is used for food?
啊，呢啲咧全部都係基本嘅開支喎。
So all of these are basic expenses.
咁但係我哋仲剩翻少少錢。
But we still have a little bit left over.
啊，或者剩翻多多錢。
Or maybe we have a lot left over.
咁我哋點做咧
？So what should we do with that?
啊，通常咧，或者我就儲起一部分。
Perhaps we can save up some of it.
啊，又或者咧，呢啲剩餘嘅錢咧，啊，可以足夠我哋或者一個禮拜去一次麥當勞啊。
Perhaps this extra money is enough for us to go to McDonald's once a week.
或者去飲一餐茶。
Perhaps we can go to the restaurant once a week.
但係如果嗰一個月咧，啊，忽然間有啲冇預算嘅開支啦，突然嘅開支。
But if that month there's a sudden unexpected expense.
啊，咁我哋呢個禮拜咧，睇嚟就唔好去麥當勞啦。
So maybe this week we won't go to McDonald's.
呢啲全部。都係教緊你個細佬哥點樣去做預算。
So all of these are teaching your child how to budget.
以至到佢日日長大，佢唔會唔諗就使錢。
So that by the time they're older, when they're grown up, they will learn how to manage their money.
以至到咧，第日佢哋長大，當佢哋自己有一張 credit card 信用卡嘅時候咧，佢哋唔會透支。
So that when they're older and they have their own credit cards, they won't be overdrawing on their credit cards.
咁第六點。
And the sixth point.
講埋呢點就完啦。
So this is the last point.
有啲父母咧就其實一般父母咧都會俾細蚊仔一個錢鈔。
Actually, most parents will give their children a piggy bank.
我細個當我有第一個錢鈔嘅時候咧，我都好開心。
When I was small, when I was given my first piggy bank, I was very happy.
咁有啲父母咧就主張啊，俾細路哥三個錢鈔。
Some parents give their children three different piggy banks or jars.
三個喎，你有冇三個啊
？Do you have three？
咁你有好多錢先可以入啦嚇。
So you need a lot of money to have three different piggy banks。
嗱，一個錢鈔，佢哋話係愛嚟儲嘅。
So one piggy bank is for saving money。
第二個錢鈔係愛嚟使嘅。
The second piggy bank is for spending money。
第三個錢鈔咧，大家估下係咩？估唔估到啊
？Can you guess what the third piggy bank is for？
捐嘅嚇。去同人分享嘅。
It's for giving to other people.
啊 ，for share 嚇。
For sharing.
啊，咁我覺得呢個方法都係唔錯喎。
So I think it's a very good idea.
咁啊，俾個細蚊仔一開始已經有一個觀念，錢係有唔同嘅用途，唔同嘅管理方法。
So from a very early age, you're teaching your child that there are different ways to use money.
啊，儲咗啲錢咧，唔係一定淨係使噶。
So what the money that you have saved is not just for spending.
可以儲，可以使，可以同人分享，送俾人。
You can save, you can spend, and you can give to other people.
咁你就俾佢每個月俾佢少少嘅零用錢。
So you give your children pocket money.
唔適宜太多。
It doesn't need to be a lot.
係目的係學讓佢學理財。
The purpose is to teach them how to manage money.
咁喺呢個過程咧，你要陪住佢嘅喎。
And so through this process, you have to be with them, accompany them.
就唔係任佢哋自己自由發揮，點樣去用嘅。
It's not you don't just leave it up to them to spend their money.
係有住你嘅引導同埋幫佢哋一齊分析。
You need to guide them. You need to help them discern.
但係假如你覺得你嘅細蚊仔都係好唔懂事嘅。或者有一啲不良嘅習慣咧，咁可能零用錢呢樣嘢咧，就可能要等耐啲先俾啦。
But if you think your child doesn't have much common sense or maybe some bad habits, then giving them pocket money
就唔係好明智啦。
It might not be a very wise idea。
咁可能要等佢哋乖啦。
So you might have to wait until they're a bit better behaved。
咁有啲專家咧就認為咁。
Some experts say this。
你千祈咧就唔好用做家務嚟到換取零用錢。
It says don't give money to your children in exchange for doing housework。
我哋應該教孩子咧做家務，其實係每一個家庭成員嘅責任嚟嘅。
Teaching a child to do housework is the responsibility of a member of the family.
就唔應該係一種錢財零用錢嘅交易。
It shouldn't be exchanged for money.
咁啊，假如啊，你真係有一次係譬如去剷草咁樣，哇，好一件好大嘅家務。
So for example, if they did a very big job and mowed the whole lawn.
如果你真係想俾啲零用錢去鼓勵佢嘅話咧
，If you really do want to give him a bit of pocket money to encourage him，
呢個咧。就唔好算係平時你俾嘅零用錢，喺另外一樣嘢。
Yeah, let it not be something that you do as something regularly. Let it be something that is special and one off.
好啦，咁咧就講到呢一度。所以理財，我哋今日講理財。
So today we've been talking about managing money.
理財唔係單單使錢嘅。
So managing money isn't just about spending money.
係一種。對錢嘅睇法。
It has to do with how we look at money, how we perceive money.
如果我哋有一個正確嘅錢財觀念咧，咁我哋嘅人生就會幸福啲。
If we have a right concept of money, our lives will be more
happy. Yeah. 所以理財唔係淨係花錢。
So managing money isn't just about spending money.
理財亦都唔係貪錢。
It's not about being greedy for money.
理財更加唔係咧佔有係我嘅。
It's not about possessing money.
我哋對錢嘅睇法係神係主人，我哋只不過係個管家。
We need to have a right concept of money that we are just stewards of what God has given us.
咁啊，希望今日。聖經的教導能夠多少都俾到我哋自己都學點樣去理財啦。
So I hope the biblical teaching today has given us some lessons about how to manage money.
咁我哋就喺度結束。
So we can conclude here.
我哋一齊祈禱。
Let's pray together.